Hey, Ollie, good to speak to you again.
The Islamist hate preacher has been freed from prison.
Yeah, in the past couple of hours, this is a man called Anjem Chowdhury. He's in his 50s. He's just been let out of Belmarsh prison. In 2016, he was jailed for 5.5 years for basically encouraging people to go join ISIS and support of so-called Islamic State. He's reached a point now where he's served half his sentence, and with time on remand all added up, basically he gets out today. He will go live in a bail hostel, and there will be a huge operation now from the police and the intelligence services to monitor his movements, restrict his use of mobile phones and the internet, and basically make sure that this man doesn't preach any more hate against this country. Anjem Chowdhury is free as of about 2.5 hours ago.
And the Italian student has been cleared of that terrible attack on the Liverpool fan.
Yeah, so this goes back to April, Champions League semi-final at Anfield. There was a huge amount of excitement. Liverpool against Roma of Italy. A group of Italian fans came over for the match. And a lot of Irish people travelled over for this game. And among them, Sean Cox, Liverpool fan. Liverpool are a very, very popular club back home in Ireland. Sean Cox was travelling with his brother Martin from County Meath, just west of Dublin. They had tickets to the match and they were on their way towards Anfield Stadium when they ran into about 30 Italians. And they wanted to get out of the way, really. The Cox brothers, not in any way troublemakers or even looking for anything like that. And basically, Sean Cox ended up with a catastrophic brain injury. He was punched. The prosecution pointed out in the trial of Filippo Lombardi that he was not being accused of throwing the punch. He was being accused of swinging a belt buckle, which was involved in the assault on Sean Cox. Now, the jury has taken 9 hours to deliberate, and it's very it is that Lombardi is not guilty of grievous bodily harm on Sean Cox, but basically they found him guilty of violent disorder, and he has been sentenced to 3 years for that.
Now, the old Arsenal boss has got a new job.
Yeah, we'll know in the next hour or so, but the whisper is Arsene Wenger, who has spent 20-odd years at Arsenal, won everything there basically apart from the Champions League, the whisper is he's joining Bayern Munich in a couple of hours' time. So huge, huge club, obviously German champions, and they're always in the latter stages of the Champions League. Wenger must feel he has one more big job in him. It'll be fascinating because if he gets the job as manager of Bayern Munich, he will no doubt be back on English soil at some stage in the Champions League, and that would be fascinating. But good on him. He left a legacy here. He changed everything, Arsene Wenger. He really, really did. Diet, nutrition. I mean, when he joined Arsenal, they were still eating chocolate sweets and fizzy drinks at halftime. He changed all that.
Andy, you going to enjoy your week in Ireland, mate?
Thanks, Ollie. I'll talk to you Monday. Have a good one.